Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com. I'm in building mode, starting something new in my work with turtles, wetlands, and wildlife conservation. I hope to have exciting news to share in a future episode, so keep listening in. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you're held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Just a quick reminder that coming up virtually on the weekends of May 1st and 2nd and the 15th and 16th, you can take part in Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner Training. If you have at least a Reiki 2 attunement in any tradition and some shamanic journeying experience, you can find the link in the show notes and also find it in the bottom menu at myshamaniclife.com. This morning in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, as I was doing my energy of the day reading, as I do every morning, so I'd love for you to join me there, I pulled the Lion card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And lion energy is pretty well known, brave and fiery, regal. It represents real mastery, facing life with peace and strength. And lion, through that mastery, doesn't waste energy roaring into the void, which we can sometimes get caught up in. Lion is also very family and community oriented. Lion lives in a pride. And I was thinking about what this means. Why did lion come up? And the message that I was getting from lion spirit was to organize. Leadership doesn't mean that you always have to go it alone, or even that you have to be in charge. Sometimes it can be being part of a team with shared values and a common message. Roaring together carries much further. So before we begin the yoga practice, I'd like to give you a challenge if you're called to accept it. Check in with spirit, however you name it or connect with the sacred, through journey or prayer, or whichever way resonates with you. And ask spirit to guide you to a group, an organization, a movement that aligns with your values and message. And ask what you can do to help in a way that you feel most able to contribute. So you may be called to take some kind of direct action. You may help amplify a message, or make a monetary donation, or sign up for a fundraising event. Whatever you're guided to, follow through. Lion is fire energy. It is action. And help that organization or group or movement roar louder so it carries. To embody the energy of lion spirit, we need to build three places. We need to build our core to have strength, our hearts to embrace community, and our throats to be able to roar with the pride. So let's get on our mats and work on those. We are going to begin seated in hero pose, sitting on your heels with your feet tucked under you and your spine straight. And if this is not an appropriate position for you, please take another one. And you might cushion in between your heels and your buttocks, or you might roll a blanket underneath your feet so that they can bend a little bit rather than being straight to protect your ankles. When you get comfortable, drop your tailbone down between your heels and extend up through your crown. Bring your chin down just a little bit so that your crown is aligned right over your tailbone and your ears are over your shoulders. Rest your hands on your thighs. Relax your shoulders. And close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in and out through your nose and gently deepen and lengthen the breath. Bring the breath down into your abdomen until it expands as you inhale and contracts as you exhale. And begin to cultivate Ujjayi Pranayama, the ocean breath, by constricting the back of your throat as if you were whispering the word home on the inhale and on the exhale. Let that resonate in your throat. With each of those breaths, slow and deep, sounds like ocean waves, controlling the breath, the Ujjayi, the victory. The narrowing of the throat, helping to slow things down even more. And each exhale, pull your navel back towards your spine and up under your ribs a little bit. And keep working with that ocean breath. And as you take your next exhale, lower your chin down to your chest. Allow your head to hang. Relax the back of your neck, relax your shoulders, head heavy. And on your next breath in, roll your head to the right so that your ear comes towards your shoulder, left ear starts to turn up to the sky. And as you exhale, roll your chin back down to the center of your chest. And then inhale and roll your head to the left, left ear meeting the left shoulder, right ear turning up to the sky. Exhale, drop your chin, roll back down to your chest. And inhale again to the right, opening up the left side of your neck. And exhale down to your chest. Inhale to the left. Open up the right side, exhale back down to your chest. And one more time, roll to the right, inhale. Drop the left shoulder. Exhale, come back down to your chest. And then exhale to the left and lower your right shoulder, just opening up that a little bit more. And exhale back down to your chest. Let your head hang there. And then inhale and lift your chin. Bring your ears back up over your shoulders. Now roll your shoulders. You can do this with your breath. Roll them forward and up with the inhale and back and down with your exhale. Just a few times here. Each exhale, bring your shoulder blades towards each other and down. A couple more times around. And then at the end of your next exhale, feel the shoulder blades come together, squeezing together at the bottom. Bring your hands around behind your back. Interlace your fingers there. And reach your knuckles down towards your toes. Avoid crunching up into the back of the neck by keeping the place where the shoulder blades meet really low down in your back. So you're making a deep V from your shoulders down to that point. And then let the heart lift. So the top of your sternum starts to come up toward the bottom of your chin. And now lift your chin. Keep space in the back of your neck as if you were holding a tennis ball there. And press your chin forward. Relax your jaw and move your chin out until your bottom teeth slide out in front of your top teeth. And then being gentle with the hinges of the jaw, move that lower jaw from side to side a little bit, letting go of any tension that you've built up in the jaw. Now, if you're like me and you tend to clench, have a little TMJ going on in there, this is great for letting go, but you do have to be very careful with the joints. Now bring your chin back to neutral and back underneath. Lower your chin until your ears are on top of your shoulders. Now put a little bend into your elbows. Release your hands and float your arms up overhead so that they're about shoulder width apart above your head, palms facing each other. Relax your shoulders down. Now keeping the hands up above the head, turn your palms so that they're facing behind you and your thumbs start to rotate out to the sides. And now turn your palms so that your palms face forward and your thumbs face each other. Again, we're going to turn the palms back. Feel how that changes the shoulders. And then turn your palms forward. And one more time, let's turn the palms back. Thumbs pointing out to the side, drop the shoulders, and then turn the palms forward. Now with the palms forward, take an inhale here. Bend your elbows down towards your side so your arms make a W shape. Press the tops of your shoulders down. And now inhale, send your arms back up overhead. Keep the palms facing forward. Exhale, bring the elbows down, and this time say ha as you bring them down. Inhale, send them back up overhead. One more time, exhale, bring the elbows down with a deep ha and send them back up overhead. Inhale, now exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Hinge forward slightly so that your fingers reach the floor. And walk your hands out as you lift your hips and come into table pose so that your hips come right over your knees and your shoulders come over your hands. Take a breath here. Check in, are you still working with that ocean breath? Deepen it. On your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms. Lift your tailbone to the sky. Press your navel toward the floor. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone. Inhale, draw your heart through again, melt your shoulders, lift your tailbone, and exhale, round your back, drop your head and your tailbone. Inhale again, bring your heart through. Pressing the navel toward the floor, slide your shoulder blades into the hollow of your back. Exhale, round, navel to spine, really lifting the dome of the back to the sky. One more time, inhale, bring your heart through. And exhale, round. Now pause with a flat back. Spread your fingers, press down into your hands, and spin your elbow creases forward. Slide your feet back one at a time, curl your toes under, and come into plank pose, lowering your hips into the line between your shoulders and your heels. Modify with your knees down if necessary. Press your heels back and turn your inner thighs up toward the sky, zipping them together a little bit. Bring your navel towards your spine, angle your tailbone down into the line towards your heels. Look ahead of your hands slightly and breathe here. Stay with the ocean breath. And you can stay here holding plank pose. You can modify knees down anytime, or if you want to play a little bit. Move your right hand forward and lower your elbow to the floor under your shoulder, and then do the same with the left. Lower the left elbow down. And now bring your right hand under your shoulder, press up a little bit, bring your left hand under your shoulder, press back into plank. So we're going from a regular plank to a forearm plank. Let's do that again. Move the right hand forward, lower the right elbow under the shoulder. Left hand forward, lower the left elbow under the shoulder. Bring your right hand back under your shoulder, press up. Left hand under the shoulder, press back into plank. One more time, step the right hand forward, lower the elbow under your right shoulder. Left hand forward a little bit, left elbow comes down. Keep your back nice and flat. Bring your right hand back under your shoulder, press up. Left hand under the shoulder, press back into plank pose. Keep your navel drawn up towards your spine, nice and flat. Take a breath. And now with the fingers still spread, the elbow creases spinning forward slightly, start to lift your hips to the sky, coming into downward facing dog. Walk your feet forward just a little bit, hip to shoulder width apart, so that you're a comfortable distance back from your hands. Lower your head into the space between your arms so you're looking back from your knees. Now put a little bend into your right knee and sink your left heel down. And then switch, bend the left knee and sink the right heel down. Avoid straining the back of the knee again. Go with the left heel down and then the right. And one more time, pedal the left and then the right. Now come back to neutral. Soften your knees. Keep a little micro bend in the knees. Keep a little micro bend in the elbows. Press down through your knuckles. Again, elbow creases spinning forward, so that you're closing your shoulders slightly, tucking the armpits underneath. Keep pressing down, reach up and back through your tailbone. Your navel is again going to be drawn in and up slightly. And now, just like we did in plank, we want to roll the inner thighs back, hugging the thighs towards each other a little bit. When you make that rotation, that internal rotation in the legs, it's going to move your heels behind your toes. And then engage the fronts of your thighs and press your thigh bones into the backs of your legs. That will lower the heels without straightening the knees to avoid any strain down the back of your ankles. Keep breathing here, ocean breaths. Now look to your hands and step your right foot up between your hands. Make sure that your ankle comes right underneath your knee. So you're landing in a lunge. Back heel is still lifted, fingertips on the floor. Lift your heart, reach your tailbone down that left leg towards your knee. If it feels like it's too long, just hop the left foot forward a little bit so that you can feel balanced. And then bring your hands up onto your right thigh. Keep your shoulders rolling down your back. Lift up through your heart. Now on your next breath in, sweep your arms up over your head. Stay engaged through your back leg. Thigh bones still lifting into the back of the thigh and the inner thigh rolling up. Take another breath in here. Turn your palms forward, and as you exhale, bend your elbows down to your sides into that W shape and lift up a little bit so your right leg is starting to straighten. And then as you take your next breath in, you're going to sink down, sending the arms back up overhead. The knee comes back over your foot. Exhale again, and this time make that ha sound as you bring your elbows down, lift your heart, straighten a little bit. Inhale, send the arms back up overhead, sink your knee back over your right foot. And one more time with a big ha, bring your elbows down on the exhale. Straighten your right leg slightly to lift and inhale. Come back down into that lunge shape. Take another breath in here. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to the floor on either side of your right foot and step back into downward facing dog. Pause in down dog for a moment. Feel the energy of that. And now look to your hands again. And as you're exhaling, step your left foot up between your hands. Make sure that your foot comes all the way up underneath your knee. Press back into the right heel, lift the right thigh bone, lift up onto your fingertips. Heart lifts, tailbone's reaching. Press down into your left foot so your fingers feel lighter. Float your hands onto your left thigh. It's going to allow you to lift your heart a little bit more. And then with your next inhale, float your arms up over your head, shoulder width apart. Turn your palms forward. And as you exhale, bend your elbows down into that W, press into your left foot, straighten your left leg a little to lift. And as you inhale, lower down. Keep your heart open as you bring your knee back over your foot and your arms overhead. Exhale again with a ha. Bring your elbows down, lift up slightly. Inhale, sink into that knee, arms overhead. One more time, big ha. As you come up, elbows down into the W. And then inhale, release back down into your lunge. Pause there for one breath. And on your next exhale, reach down to either side of your left foot. Give yourself a little room. Pause in your lunge. And then on your next exhale, step your right foot up to meet the left, landing in a forward fold. Relax your upper body over your thighs. Relax your neck. Check in here. Nod your head yes. Shake it no. Make sure that you're not carrying any unnecessary tension in your neck. Now press your feet down into the floor. Tuck your tailbone. And as you take your next breath in, roll yourself up by contracting the abdominal muscles and the back muscles around the spine to stack your vertebrae. One on top of another, rolling up. Let your chin be the last thing that lifts after the shoulders. Pause arms by your sides, shoulders pressing down. Feel this reorientation to being upright. Press your feet into the floor. Lift through your crown. Breathe with that. Nice. Now take an inhale and sweep your arms up again over your head, shoulder width apart. And as you take your next exhale, step your right foot out to the right side. So you're in a decently wide straddle. Bend your knees out over your toes. Bring your elbows down into that W shape. Lift your heart. And as you inhale again, step your right foot back into center. Arms go up overhead in an extended mountain. Exhale, step your left foot out into that straddle. Bend your knees over your toes. Elbows come down into that W. Heart lifts. Inhale, reach your arms back up overhead. Step in. And then to the right, this time with that ha. Inhale, step back in. Exhale, out to the left. Bend your knees and elbows. Make that W. Ha. Inhale, back up. To the right, step out. Bend the knees, the elbows. Big ha. Inhale, back up. And exhale, out to the left. Ha. Inhale, back up. Now go out to the right. Hold this time. Turn your toes out a little bit so your knees and toes bend in the same direction. And press your thighs away from each other so your knees are pressing out toward the pinky toes. Drop your tailbone, draw your navel in and up slightly, reach up for your crown. Elbows bent into that W shape, palms forward. Now take a big inhale here. Curl your fingers into claws. And as you take your next exhale, open your mouth really wide, stick out your tongue and roar. As you take your next breath in, step back to center, arms overhead. And now step out to the left side and hold your temple pose. Again, adjust your feet a little bit to make sure the knees and the toes are going in the same direction as you're holding here. Thighs are engaged, pressing open, tailbone's dropping, using the abdominal muscles to lift the front of the pelvis and turn the tailbone down. Navel drawn in and up, heart lifted, shoulder blades are down in that deep V. Palms forward, curl your fingers, take a deep breath in, and then with your exhale, roar. Open the mouth wide, tongue out. Step back to center, arms overhead. Soften your knees, and as you exhale, hinge forward and fold. Release down again over your thighs. Relax your shoulders and neck. You might again nod your head yes, shake it no. Feel the energy in your mouth, in your throat, and in the core, in the heart. Where have we been opening up and strengthening and sending all that energy? Bend your knees a little more deeply and place your palms down so that they're shoulder width apart. Step your feet back to return to downward facing dog. Take a couple breaths in down dog. On your next inhale, lift your heels and shift your shoulders forward over your hands to come back into that plank pose. Draw your navel in and up, engage the legs, reach through your heels. Walk your right hand forward, lower your right elbow down under your shoulder. Left hand forward, lower the left elbow. Hold there. Again, you might have adjusted to your knees down, and that's totally fine. Holding this forearm plank. Now lower your hips down onto the ground. Release your toes, point your feet back. Press the tops of your feet down until your knees start to lighten. Roll your inner thighs up. Make sure your pinky toenails are touching the ground. Relax your shoulder blades down into that deep V. Broaden your collarbones. Without lifting your chin, lift the top of your sternum up into the bottom of your chin, keeping the ears aligned right over the shoulders. Reach through your crown. Pause here. Reach your tailbone down towards your heels to keep a little space in your low back as you hold this back bend. Breathe ocean sounds. Slow them down again. Notice how you need to take victory over that breath, take control over that breath again after all of those more moving, active poses. To slow that breath back down, slow the heart rate. Take another breath. Now walk your elbows out to the sides and stack your hands. Lay your forehead on your hands. Relax your legs. And shake your hips side to side, reduce any tension that builds up in the low back. Now lift your head, bring your hands under your shoulders, and press up onto your knees. Walk your hands back towards your knees and sit your hips back down onto your heels, coming back into hero pose where we started. Modifying if necessary. Now with your fingers on the ground on either side of your knees, lift your hips and shift them to the right so that you land on your right hip and your feet are out to the left side. Rest your left ankle in the arch of your right foot. Bring your left hand onto your right knee and walk your right fingertips back until they're back behind you a little bit, maybe even behind the right hip. And as you take your next exhale, turn your heart to the right. Relax your shoulders down your back. Nice long spine. Now take the neck out of the equation by turning your head to the left so you're looking forward over your knees. Relaxing the neck. Breathe deeply, ocean sounds. Feel how that breath spirals up and down through the twist in the spine. As you take your next breath in, bring your heart forward under your chin again. Put your hands on either side of your knees. Lift your hips, shift your feet to the right and your hips to the left. Put your left hip down and out to the right side. Stack your right ankle into the arch of your left foot. Bring your right hand to your left knee and walk your left fingertips back so they're starting to come behind you, maybe even all the way behind that hip. And as you take your next exhale, rotate your heart to the left. Drop your shoulder blades down, broaden your heart, and then turn your chin to the right to look forward over your knees again. Keep the heart open to the left and breathe deeply through that spiral ocean breaths. As you take your next breath in, turn your heart forward. Now drop all the way onto that left hip and swing your legs around. Bend your knees and put your feet on the floor. Then roll yourself down onto your back. Extend out through your legs. Drop your arms to your sides. Turn your palms to the sky. Close your eyes and prepare for final relaxation. Noticing the breath. Let go now. Let the breath become natural and easy again. And I'm going to leave you here to rest in the breath for as long as you desire. Resting in the energy that is flowing through your core, through your heart, through your throat. Ready to join a team, to add your strength and your heart and your voice to the movement or organization that you align with. And honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.